It was a very cruel scene, executed in an unusual manner.
Hey, cruel coven.
Hello, my creepy little underlings.
Do you know every time that we're doing our intro, I get stuck? And I think I get stuck because I'm thinking about what you say right there.
Hello, you never know what I'm going to say.
I never know what's going to come out of your mouth. My name is Tori.
I'm Katie.
And welcome to Cruel and Unusual,
the podcast,
where we talk about true crime, missing people,
conspiracies, sometimes ghosts,
disappearances,
cults,
all that terrible jazz.
And more.
And we pride ourselves on always being incredibly respectful while we are talking about the events that occurred. However, before and after the main part of the episode, we're a little bit more lighthearted.
Lighthearted as in lots of self-deprecation.
Yes.
And sometimes some funny stories.
Yeah, so if you like that,
welcome.
Yeah, stay or don't.
Stay a while.
Okay. We're on actually, so today's part two.
Part two of Love Has Not Won.
No.
The Cult. So if you haven't listened to part one yet, it would make a lot more sense to you in your head to go and do that.
And that's episode 70?
Episode 70. Wow. Yeah, Love Has Won part one.
Love Has Won part two. It's a wild ride, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so last week we talked about how the cult started. We talked a lot about Amy Carlson, Mother God.
And by Amy Carlson, she means Christy Carlson Romano. I mean Amy Carlson Romano.
Christy Carlson Romano.
Or, who's the other Romano?
Ray Romano. Ray.
Any of them. Pick one, and that's who you picture as we're talking about this. Mm-hmm.
So we talked about how her body was found just a few months ago. We talked about the cult's beliefs and the rules and all of the weird shit that they did. So today we're getting into a lot more, but first, we have a QOTDW, and this one is from Miranda. Not Miranda Priestley. Not Miranda Cosgrove.
Not Miranda Lambert.
No. Miranda, I'm not going to say because they might want to be anonymous.
So it's going to be a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Miranda wants to know, what was your first job and why did you quit? This is fun. This is a fun one, Miranda.
Wow, I like that. You go first.
My first job was when I was 16 years old in high school and I worked at Wendy's for 1 month.
Yes, I remember you working at Wendy's.
Mm-hmm. 1 month. It was very, very bad. I feel personally victimized by the food industry. And I left there after my 30 days with a lot of respect that I carry with me to this day.
You do.
Yeah, for everyone in the food service or service industries in general, because it fucking sucks.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah.
I quit because I hated it.
It seemed like you really liked it.
I was in high school. I was in school and they had me closing despite me saying, like, can I please not close because, like, I have homework. So we closed at, 11 or 11:30 or whatever. But when you close a restaurant, you're there for hours afterwards, putting everything away, prepping stuff for the next day, cleaning, you know, doing dishes, whatever, mopping the fucking grease off the floor. And so I'd be getting out of there at like 12:30, 1 a.m. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
And it was just awful. I hated it so much. So one day I just brought in all of my uniforms and handed them to the manager. I was supposed to work.
Oh.
Which is kind of shitty of me, but whatever. Whatever, corporate America.
What was the manager's name?
Stacy.
Stacy. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Wow. Yep. Do you know they still pull that kind of shit at Wendy's?
Oh, yeah.
Because I was getting my nails done the other day and the sweetest young woman was the one who was doing it. And her name is Pixie. Isn't that so fucking cool?
Oh,
I'm so jealous of that. And she has like a younger cousin or something like that who's in school. And they're making him do that too.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about it. And when you just said that, that rang a little bell in my head. And I was like, who was telling me about that? Oh, yeah, Pixie.
Yeah.
So, they're Wendy's. And he works at Wendy's and Morris too. Okay. I, Tori, first worked at a men's clothing store.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I was trying to think of your first job. I forgot all about that.
Yeah. Okay. So I started there when I was 15. I had my learner's
workers permit.
I had my learner's permit, my worker's permit. I was just permitted up, honey.
You had all sorts of permits.
So many permits to do all the things. And I would, my mom actually worked there. She had been working there for like 18 years or something. So it was like a very easy first like job experience. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it was the easy first job too, because I just hid. So I didn't have to do anything.
You mean I have to talk to a customer?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Fucking no.
No. When I was
absolutely
like 15. Absolutely not. No, when I was in high school, talking to people was the bane of my existence. Mm-hmm. And so for those of you who don't know, the men's clothing store was downtown Morris, which is a town by kind of where we were from. And it's no longer there. But there would be like two or three customers a day.
Right.
It wasn't busy. The majority of my time was spent like stocking like shirts and like pricing things and taking inventory, which was all very easy. But when I was there for longer, like extended periods of time, like on Saturdays, and a customer would walk in, I would literally beeline it for the bathroom.
Would anybody else be out there?
Yeah, my mom or the owner.
Yeah. So you weren't alone.
Oh, no. Yeah. The only time I was ever alone, I still remember it. The owner went down to have coffee at like with all of the men friends. The men friends. So he was like a few storefronts away. And I was alone for the first time, or like that's what it felt like. That's what it feels like to me in my memory.
Were you just ready to shit your pants?
Yeah. I just wanted to go in the bathroom anyway.
What if someone comes in?
Yeah.
The store.
Yeah. But somebody came and they wanted to return something.
Oh, that's the worst, because you have to remember how to do it.
And they paid for it with a gift card.
Oh,
or
no.
A paper gift certificate. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't know how the hell to do that.
No. How do you
do
that?
I was so confused.
Yeah.
I had to call Jim at White's.
Jim, get down here, stat. We have a Jim situation.
Jim was the owner. White's was the cafe he was at. I was shaking in my fucking Converse. It was terrible.
No.
But I worked there, like, after school for, like, a couple of hours and on Saturdays on and off for, like, 5 or 6 years. Mm-hmm. Even when I was in college, I was working there on and off. And then I eventually just quit because I got a different job.
Yeah.
So there was no, like, crazy story. But I really credit Jim, the owner, for putting up with my bullshit.
Yeah.
Because he knew I hid. Like, right. He knew, like, I didn't. He was really, really good to me.
I remember going there, like, when we were little and your mom worked there. Yeah. We'd go up, like, into the attic.
Yes.
All, like, the mannequins and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was so dusty.
The attic was so creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, so creepy
up
there.
Very old, like, building.
Very bad vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. But, yeah, so that was my first job, a men's clothing store.
All right. Isn't that adorable? Are we ready to talk more about Love Has Won?
Let's get into the thick of it. Sorry, I had to do
it. So do you remember in the last episode how I talked about Dr. Phil?
Yes.
And how some of the members and Amy were on Dr. Phil.
You mean Phil.
Phil. Yes, I'm sorry. Phil. They were on Phil.
Yes.
Phil show.
Yeah.
So he had that episode on Love Has Won. And we've talked about Phil a lot and how we just don't care for him.
We don't vibe.
We don't vibe.
With
Phil. It's not a thing.
No, no.
Also, okay, just a side note before I get into this, like, story. He didn't offer them, just like how we spoke about in that one episode. I think it was the Toad family. He had them on there and exploited, you know, how weird they are, whatever. Which, yes, they're weird. This is a cult, whatever. But he didn't offer them any support or, like, resolutions.
Right.
Or, like,
so what was his, like, end goal? To make money.
Well, yeah.
Really.
To make money. So besides the members and Amy being on the show, he also had the family of this man who had joined Love Has Won and got out of it. Now, his name has been withheld from the public, so I won't be using his name. But he had been watching the Love Has Won live streams and, like, the YouTube videos for a long time. And he got really into it. And he decided to leave his family. Leave his well-paying job. I think he was, like, an engineer or something. Like, he made a lot of money.
So he left his entire family.
He left everything just behind in
up
Mississippi.
And left.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So to go to Colorado to join the cult, join the mission, and save humanity.
Oh.
That's what he thought he was doing.
Oh, okay. Yes.
This was in May of last year.
That's
in
so 2020. Wild to me that someone can just be like, okay, bye, guys.
Right. Well, and then, you know, around that time, all of the conspiracy theories were really starting,
yeah.
You know, with COVID and the election coming and all of that. So on the Dr. Phil episode, Ariane, this man's wife, said this, quote, "When my husband got there, he was put to work. They have rigid schedules with minimum sleep allowed. My husband was there for 2 days, and during the live stream, they mentioned that he'd been left on the wrong side of the mountain, that his energy was not compatible with them," end quote.
That's so fucking weird. Yeah. What does that even mean?
So, and then his wife at home, who is not indoctrinated into this cult, right, who is, like, worried about him,
right,
is watching this.
Right.
And he's left on the other side of the mountain. Like, she was thinking that he was dead.
Right. Sure. I bet.
So the man did end up calling his mother, saying that he was coming home. He was on foot on his way to the airport. This was the first contact they had since learning that he wasn't at the cult house anymore. But the thing was, the airport was a 3 to 4 hour drive from the Love Has Won house.
Wow.
So imagine trying to walk that.
Right.
The man was found wandering alone, naked, extremely dehydrated, under the influence of a hallucinogen, wandering the Colorado mountains with cactus needles stuck in his feet.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm. So they just dumped him on drugs and said, find your own, you know.
Yeah, good luck. Like,
yeah.
You don't vibe with us. Good luck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't like, your energy does not fit into our energy.
Your vibrations are too low.
Ooh, that's bad. I don't like their vibration.
No. So when he was found, he was staring up at the sun in search of light codes. He was taken to a hospital.
That's good.
Yeah, he ended up being physically okay, but even his short time inside the cult took a huge toll on him and his family. So according to The Independent, the man had, quote-unquote, donated his 20 grand severance from his job to Love Has Won. And before he flew out to Colorado to join the cult, his family actually sent his children to live with relatives in Ohio so that he couldn't take them with him. And have them indoctrinated. That's how deep he was into this.
And I suppose he probably couldn't get a refund.
No, yeah, no. Amy and Miguel and Jason Castillo were not going to refund that 20 grand.
Well, darn.
It went to her video games on her phone.
Yep.
Amy's Joy Fund.
Candy Crush.
Clash of Clans.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And before he left to go join the cult, his wife was considering divorce because she didn't want to be in debt. Because he kept donating large amounts of money to the cult. And she's like, I can't have this, like, on my, you know, credit.
Right.
And go bankrupt. That was her train of thought.
Wow.
And he kept calling off work to watch the live streams before he left, too. Like, he would call out sick.
Does he know that you could watch a live stream later?
I mean,
it's not only live.
He had to be the first to know. He had to see it live.
Wow.
So since his rescue, his family has had to bring in an expert in dismantling indoctrination to help him. His name, and like I said, his name is being withheld. And the reason for that is because there are fears of retaliation.
Yeah, I bet.
From Love Has Won.
God.
So they've had to bring in experts, and his sister played a really big part in getting him out too, and, you know, helping him now. And he's still talking about, like, light signs and stuff like that, but he's, like, starting to come around. It's a process, you know?
Wow, that is so sad to me. So is his wife with him
still? I'm not sure.
Oh, my God. That is so sad to me
mm-hmm.
that people can just get in there and, like, infiltrate your mind with this bullshit and you can't get it out.
I think they really did use COVID and the year 2020 in general as a big, like, recruitment.
I feel like a lot of cults and religion, like religious cults, did that too.
Yeah.
Yikes, man. I don't like that. That gives me such a terrible pit in my stomach. Thank God we didn't get drawn into a cult.
I know. And it's so easy to say, oh, that would never be me.
Yeah, but it could definitely be me.
How do you know?
Yeah. Like, I feel like I could be I could be persuaded.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If something even sounds like mildly decent, I'm all in.
And I'm take instantly, that's a lie.
Yep, I'm just, you take my soul. You could just take me. Yeah. Everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
I even tried to talk you out of things that I know you're not going to use, you don't need, or will negatively affect you in some way.
There's some times I'll listen. But 98% of the time, I just do it.
Yeah.
I don't think about consequences. No. Until I'm in.
No, you really don't. And I think that's like, ADHD.
I think so too.
But yeah, no, I'm the complete opposite. I think everybody's lying and everything's a scam. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm like, oh, I would never join a cult.
Yeah.
But like, I'm sure people have fucking said that. People like me.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, you're sucked in.
Yep.
I don't know. It's scary.
It is. It's really
scary. That's what like fascinates me so much about cults.
Yeah.
Okay. Now we're going to talk about Crystal Reisinger.
Okay.
She went missing from Crestone, Colorado in 2016. And if you're a fan of the podcast Up and Vanished, you probably know all about Crystal and her disappearance. On season 2, Payne Lindsay, the investigative host, interviews a guy named Brendan Pulvar, a.k.a. Landon.
Oh.
So this whole season, season 2 of Up and Vanished, is about Crystal.
Okay.
And Payne Lindsay, he digs pretty deep into it. So there's this group of people who are widely believed to be a part of Crystal's death or disappearance, because mm-hmm. she hasn't been found still.
Oh, wow.
And this guy Landon was a part of that group. He does a phone interview with this guy, Landon, and Landon's talking just like the Love Has Won people, like vibrations and 144,000 healers and masters and warriors, the first contact team, stuff like that. Sounds familiar, right?
Yeah.
So he's part of this group who everybody thinks had something to do with Crystal's disappearance. Then a woman gets on the phone during this interview and she's like, hi, Payne. And she's babbling about this stuff, too. And I've listened to it and it sounds a lot like Amy Carlson.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It can't be proven, obviously, that it was her. Some people think it was someone else called Mother Mary who was in the cult, too.
Who the fuck is Mother Mary I don't now, know. Too? Isn't she God? You know, the other God I guess in Mother the religion. Mary is
different than Mother God.
God, Jesus. Lord.
God, help. Jesus. So it's not, like I said, you can't prove it either way. It's not a solid connection, but I think it's a goddamn connection. But like even the stuff Landon was saying, we know that was him.
Yeah.
Like we know that for
That's
sure.
That's for sure.
Very like specific
yeah.
things that he was saying that it's Love Has Won.
Yeah.
It is. And he's connected to the group that
wow
might have done something to Crystal. And Crystal was into that stuff, too. She was into spirituality. She had a pretty tumultuous backstory. She was in the area. I think she would have made a pretty good recruit in their eyes. And we know how they treat people.
Right.
And I'll have more on Crystal later towards the end, just like who to call if
sure.
anybody has information on her.
Sure.
Now we're going to talk about police corruption.
Oh, my favorite topic.
Mm-hmm, because why not? Love Has Won just really covers all their bases here.
They truly do, in the worst way possible.
So there was a Sagamore County deputy named Wayne Clark. He was fired after he was charged with one count of first-degree official misconduct, which is a Class 2 misdemeanor. According to the Center Post-Dispatch, he didn't show up for his arraignment for that charge. He skipped town. A warrant was issued for his arrest. Wayne Clark has been accused of mishandling missing person cases, including the case of Crystal Reisinger. There was also the instance of people wanted the police to do like a wellness check on the Love Has Won house.
Oh, okay.
And because, I mean, it wasn't a secret that they were a cult. That people knew. They yeah. had a not so great reputation. People's loved ones were getting sucked in and they wanted something to be done about it. So there was supposed to be this wellness check at the house, like just to make sure no one's like hurt or dying or like locked in a fucking cage.
Being held captive.
Yeah. Well, remember how I talked about the group going to Hawaii for a short time?
Yes.
They left for Hawaii the day before this wellness check was supposed to happen.
Oh, so they're basically pulling a Vallow.
I mean, they were tipped off.
Yeah.
By who? Maybe Wayne Clark?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So they had an in.
Maybe because that was the same day he skipped town.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. The local police also falsely announced that Amy was dead on their fucking Facebook page before she actually died.
Do they have a habit of posting people's deaths on their Facebook page?
I don't know.
That's weird.
I don't know if it was just because the community knew about Love Has Won.
Oh, so it was like a headline.
Right.
Okay.
But she hadn't died yet.
That's
I don't,
weird.
I don't know.
Huh.
So there's a lot of weird stuff going on with the police there. And Wayne Clark, I don't know where he is.
He just left. He's gone. What if he's dead? He could be.
So speaking of Amy and her health, we know that she did die.
Yes.
And you're probably wondering what happened. Her physical health seemed to have been going downhill for several years prior to her death. In late 2020 and at the start of 2021, things got really bad. The thing was, Amy was supposed to ascend to the fifth dimension. They were just, you know, this mission.
Biding their time.
Yeah, they were on this mission just waiting for that.
Yeah.
They took her being very ill and getting worse as proof that the ascension was about to happen.
I mean, that's the most logical thing you've said the entire time.
Uh-huh.
Because, okay, sure, I could understand that.
Right. If that's what they thought, then
yeah,
okay.
I can get that. Like, it's she's proof. Slowly dying because she's going to ascend.
Yeah, finally proof of something.
Okay, I understand that part.
Yeah. They thought that she was sick because of all the pain and suffering humanity has put on her. So it's everyone else's fault.
Of course it is.
But it's also a good thing, according to them.
Yes.
Now, just prior to her death, Amy wasn't featured on many live streams or videos. They did share several photos of her, and you've seen these.
Yeah.
And in them, it's very, very clear that Amy was gravely ill. Like, a stark contrast in just, like, her body from earlier photos.
Yeah. Looks like a totally different person.
Yeah. She's even like bluish, her skin, gray, kind of gray bluish. And people thought that that's from her high intake of the colloidal silver.
Yeah.
So it's obvious that she needed medical attention. Members on live streams even spoke about how Amy had begged them to get her to a hospital, but they wouldn't do it.
So Mother God was telling them to take her to a hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't listening.
No.
That's weird, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you listen to Mother God?
You would think. But they called hospitals greedy. There was just no way. They knew how they worked. They'd try to hijack her and do surgery and other quote-unquote crazy shit.
Yeah, so they did not want her to be saved.
No.
They didn't want medical intervention. They wanted her to ascend.
But Amy, this is why I think that she didn't really believe this stuff.
Yeah.
Because she knew she was dying.
Right.
And she didn't want to die. But she couldn't, you know, like, she, what was she supposed to do?
Wow.
She made up this whole, like, story, you know?
She made up this entire story.
Yeah. And now she had to follow through. I don't know. I that's speculation. I don't know if she really believed herself or not. But it's sad. She was kind of a horrible person. But yeah, nobody, for sure. You know,
for
it's
sure.
It's still sad.
Yeah.
Now, as far as what exactly Amy was sick with, it's not clear. On the Dr. Phil... On the Phil episode.
I was waiting for you to correct that.
Amy stated herself that she had stage 5 bone cancer, which doesn't exist.
No, there's no stage 5 bone cancer.
No. So that's what she said on Phil.
And since Phil is a doctor, I'm sure he called that out.
Phil. Phil, you're so smart. A lot of people think that she could have had liver failure due to alcohol and substance abuse. But regardless of what Amy was suffering from, the people around her did absolutely nothing to help her. She put herself in this position, yes, but it's just unethical, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's incredibly unethical. Like, you don't have to want her to, like, survive and live a great life and get away with it, but you could have her survive and then go to fucking jail.
Yeah,
sure. Mm-hmm. Do it that way then.
Right.
You know? Yeah,
I
whatever.
Mean, that's better than somebody having to die. I don't know.
I don't know. Just, I don't know how to feel.
It
I
ran
feel,
so deep.
Yeah, I feel very gross.
Yeah.
Right now.
Let's also not forget that Amy had a family still. She had a family, a real family.
Yeah.
Who still loved her and cared for her, and despite the fact that she left them.
Right.
She was still somebody's mom. Somebody's daughter, somebody's sister. And they could see all of this happening because it was being fucking live streamed. So they could see, you know, from the pictures that they did share of her when she was very ill before her death. Like, they saw, her family saw them.
Right.
Oh, and they tried. They really did. They called for wellness checks. They tried to send ambulances to her. They tried getting help for her in so many different ways, but none of them worked. And as you know from last episode, Amy's body was found inside of Miguel's house on April 29th, 2021. On April 10th, apparently Amy had been in California because a rental house owner claimed to have said goodbye to her because he knew that she would be dying soon. I couldn't get much clarity on that. Like, that's what the article said. On April 16th, the Shasta County Sheriff and an ambulance came to conduct a wellness check on Amy, where she was staying in California, and they spoke to two members who said that Amy had left. On April 17th, a Love Has One member posted a picture of Jason Castillo, holding Amy, and it looked like she was either dead or very close to death.
That's so gross to mm-hmm. me.
And just knowing what kind of guy Jason is, like, it's just, it's worse.
You. Yeah.
And then on the morning of April 28th, Amy's body was found, as I described it before, in Miguel's house in Colorado. Love Has One basically denied that Amy was dead at first. It took them a few days to even mention that she died.
And how long did they determine that she had been there?
A month or longer.
Wow.
But she was seen alive, reportedly, in California at the beginning of the month. So maybe under a month. It's just not clear yet.
But it wasn't like a day. It was like...
It was a while.
It was a substantial amount of time.
Mm-hmm. I would say at least several weeks.
Wow.
So they wouldn't even really say that she had died. She ascended is what happened.
And you would think that they would want to, like, start talking about that immediately.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, they were talking about the ascension.
Oh, okay.
But they wouldn't, like, come out and say that she, you know, that she died. She ascended, and it was beautiful.
Oh, I'm mm-hmm. sure it was beautiful.
Yeah, they were excited. The seven members arrested and charged with, so remember how I talked about last episode, seven of the people who are found with Amy's body in Miguel's house were arrested.
Right.
They were charged with child abuse and abuse of corpse.
Good.
Their names are Ryan Kramer, Christopher Royer, Sarah Rudolph, Karen Raymond, Jason Castillo, John Robertson, and Abdulia Franco. The two children found inside the home were taken into custody of Child Protective Services. Miguel Lamboy was not arrested, but he's been accused of taking all of the group's money and disappearing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Reportedly, he filed Gaia's Crystal Schools with the Colorado Secretary of State on April 23rd to, like, make it a thing, you know, like, official. And he did that April 23rd. That was 5 days before he reported Amy's body to the police.
Wow.
So he knew. I think he knew sooner. And he had to get this shit in order.
Right. Like, he had to get all of his ducks in a row.
He had to get ready to take that money.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
So all of the people who got arrested, they're moving through the court system as we speak. They did perform an autopsy on Amy to determine the cause and manner of her death. And that was at the end of April, so I'm sure they know now as much as they could gather.
Yeah.
We don't know yet. It's not been released. So this is obviously just the beginning of this investigation, not only into Amy's death, but the cult as a whole. And there's currently a gag order on the case. So that's why, since the end of April, we haven't really heard much.
Which makes sense. God.
Yeah, when you think about all the people involved and families and stuff, I think they just want to protect
of course.
Innocent people.
Well, yeah.
So as far as Love Has Won today, they seem to have resurfaced online at the end of May of this year under a new name, 5D Full Disclosure. Doesn't that sound like a 1999 boy band?
Yeah.
5D. Oh, it's because I'm thinking of 2D.
1D.
Was it 2D? No.
I think it's 1D. 1D.
That was beyond my years that I would have been interested in that. Like, I missed that.
Yeah, no, I was never a One Directioner. Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
Probably not.
Let's really quick think of a name for One Direction fans. Wonders.
Wonders.
The Wonders.
Oh, the Wonders.
Get it? The one. Okay, if that's not it, watch, that is their name.
Probably.
I don't fucking know, okay? I don't know.
Who knows?
All right. Apparently, before their new website was up and running, it just said, God was here, she ascended, now it's our turn.
It's your turn for what, though?
Hell if I know.
What are you going to do now?
I don't know. I think help get the 144,000 people. I think that's their job now.
Yep.
That's I'm not
their
sure.
mission.
I don't know.
How do they pick and choose? Whoever decides to give them money, they get in.
Yeah. How much can you donate?
Yep.
I spent a little bit of time on this website. It's up and running now. It's just jam-packed with weirdness. It's everything that you would think it would be. They have links to their videos and streams, and I guess like a radio show. I don't know if it's like podcast or if it's like a live radio show. And they have a link to their wellness store.
Oh.
Yeah. And I just want to throw this out there as a disclaimer. Please don't buy shit from them.
I should probably not even look at this website because you're gonna be like colloidal silver. I'll just go into the cults. I'll skip buying anything. Yeah. I'll go right there to Colorado. Mm-hmm. Colorado.
Colorado. Wow. For real. Don't buy anything from them. They don't need to profit off of you or anyone else. They're under investigation. You don't know what's in their products. And I know you're all very smart. You're probably smarter than me, but curiosity, Tori, gets the best of us sometimes, Tori.
Truly and does.
Please keep a healthy distance from this cult. Okay, that's all. Tori.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Wait, is this Mother God?
Yippee! Tori's on the website getting sucked in as we speak, so we are going to play just a little clip of Amy talking because there's a video of hers on there.
Yes, here we go. Hold on one moment.
Greetings, angels. Love beans. It is Mother God, Prime Creator, by the way, which you guys can challenge me all you would like. But I have I Told You So buttons waiting. I have shirts, buttons, like freaking ass stamps. It's all over. And we just entered the 1212 portal, Master Saint Germain, Robin. Wow, I was spinning, like up in the air. I was like trying to come down, like ground myself. And it took me a moment. However, now I was able to ground the energy. We're good, hopefully. And, so we just entered the 1212 portal, and it's fascinating because we're about to head towards the new moon in Sagittarius and then the solstice. So we are definitely in exciting energies, everyone. And I'm happy to report that all is going according to divine plan. You know, even if you look out there and there's like fucking chaos, because there is, and people are going fucking nuts, because if you're not in love, what do you got? You got nothing.
She sounds under the influence, right?
She like sounds like she's a little very intoxicated on something. Mm-hmm. Look I at mean, that still.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
So there's just a little surprise taste of Amy Carlson, Mother God.
And if you want to know more about Amy Carlson Romano, Christy Carlson Romano, or Ray Romano, you could go there, but don't get sucked in. But if you want to see the video, that's where it's at.
Mm-hmm. Please don't get sucked in, and don't tell them I sent you, for God's sake. Please?
For the love has won of all.
God. Can you imagine a love has won versus Cruel Coven?
Fight. God.
We would win.
We would win.
We would win.
We are the winners. It's me. I win. You lose.
Father God, Jason Castillo, he took a handful of members and created a group called Joy Reigns. And I bet that's fun. And there could be several other factions. I know that some of them split off and started to do their own thing. Now, the man I spoke about earlier, who was basically shunned for his low vibrations and found naked and afraid, his sister, Amanda Ray, and his wife, Ariane, have been working to try and expose the inner workings of the cult.
Good.
Because they're trying to get the authorities involved. They're trying to get the attention of the FBI, the Colorado Bureau of Investigation, sheriff's offices in Colorado, Hawaii, and California.
There has to be some kind of loophole. Where yeah. authorities can get involved in this. Like, it's, like, there has to be mm-hmm. laws that they're breaking.
Right. And I mean, think the thing is that they don't want to, I don't know if this is the truth or not. Like, I don't know why.
Is it a lie? Are you lying?
No, I don't know if this is their reasoning, like yeah. the authorities' reasoning.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between people's freedom.
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, it's,
yeah.
is indoctrinating people a crime?
Right.
No, but they are doing they're committing maliciously crimes, you know, like
with ill intent.
Yeah.
Can't there be some kind of something?
There has to be. And maybe they just need a different kind of proof or, you know, more something. Evidence. I don't know. I mean, you can watch these videos. I think the worst things that are caught on video is hate speech, the putting that baby in a closet, mm-hmm. and abusing the cat. So,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't know if it's going to end up being like a money fraud thing.
Yeah, maybe.
That they go, I don't know. I'm not.
That was the first thing that came to my mind, was like, yeah, something with the money and the donations and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, didn't you say that they have that whole, like, the church type of taxes-exempt profit?
Yeah, they're like a nonprofit.
And wow, charity. Why?
Mm-hmm,
charity to Mother God?
Right.
It doesn't exist.
Like a front for their money, I guess.
Yeah, so you know, it's like a fraudulent thing.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
I don't think you're wrong. And but now with Amy dead, I don't know how it's going to work and play out. And there's a gag order, like I said, so we're probably not going to know for a while.
Right, and they may have a bunch of stuff by now.
Yeah, but we can, I mean, these people were arrested, 7 of them at least. And
it took a hell of a lot for them to get arrested, though.
Yeah, for not anything that has to do with the cult, though.
Right.
I mean, it did have to do with the cult, but they were arrested for child abuse and tampering with the body.
Right.
So weird. That's not going to stop them.
No.
Unless they're put away for, I don't know.
God.
So that man's sister and wife, they connected with another family member of a longtime cult follower to help with a support group called Rising Above Love Has Won. What they do is they try to get followers out of the cult with a support network that will provide resources like clothing, plane tickets, meals, hotel rooms, and counseling.
It's kind of like that one, the whole, that one that gets them out of those one cults. There's a TV show.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, is it like Breaking Free or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. Where these young girls were in this religious cult,
mm-hmm.
and now they're out and they're trying to help other young people escape the cult too.
That's so brave.
Oh, Escaping Polygamy.
Oh, okay. Is that really what it's called, Escaping Polygamy? Yeah.
I think it is called Escaping Polygamy. Okay. I'm almost positive.
Yeah, because like even if you're deep in the cult and maybe you're coming around to like, I can't do this anymore. I need to get out. This isn't safe.
Right.
Sometimes you just can't.
Right. Because
you don't have the resources. You don't have anywhere to go or money because they take your money, you know?
And then in that Escaping Polygamy, they say that, mm-hmm. that this like commune or whatever, all the kids and everyone has to work, but all the money goes back to them.
Yep.
So like they'll like put them up in a hotel and like do all the stuff and try and help them get out like physically with a truck and stuff
that's so scary.
But
you have to be so brave to do that. I can't even imagine.
No,
and neither. It's something that's needed that nobody really thinks about.
No.
So this group, Rising Above Love Has Won, they are also tracking live streams of the cult members. They're tracking their movements. They are getting insider tips and reports, and they've been doing this for over 3 years now. And in fact, they're the ones responsible for getting Love Has Won out of Hawaii last year. Them along with the locals.
Yeah.
Got them out.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
I bet those people like have to be, I mean, I'm sure they're not, but if I was one of those people in the Rising Above group, I would be terrified.
Yeah.
To be working so hard against that organization.
Yeah, because you don't know what lengths they'll go to.
No.
To retaliate.
But you can expect them to be great lengths.
Yeah. So that's where it stands now. HBO is currently in production of a docuseries about Love Has Won.
That's going to be very insightful,
yes. I feel. They do an incredible job with pretty much everything that they do, HBO. And they're going to have access to so much more than me. Yeah. Or, you know, the or average me. Person. And I think it's, I don't know, like you said, it's going to be very insightful. I think we're going to see a lot more that we don't even know about yet.
I'm sure.
So definitely watch out for that. I'm not sure. I don't think there's a date for it set yet.
No, probably not.
Crystal Reisinger was last seen in Crestone, Colorado in July of 2016. She's still missing under suspicious circumstances. She has a family who needs answers. If you have information, contact Sheriff Dan Warwick at 719-655-2544. And then you can also listen to season 2 of Up and Vanished for the entire story on Crystal. And then I just want to talk really quick about culteducation.com. It's a great resource if you're in a cult and you can't find a way out, or if someone you care about is in a cult. They have a lot of information on there about what to do, how to go about things, steps to take, and educational materials. And that's important to know because you don't want to come at someone that you're trying to save from a cult and say the wrong thing. You know right. what I mean?
Right, because they're probably, in most scenarios, already going to be defensive.
Right.
And then if you say just one wrong thing,
yeah,
it could just tip them over the edge.
Worst case scenario, it could put you or them in more danger. And even if it doesn't go that far, you don't want what you say to be ineffective.
Right.
You know, you want to know how to go about it. Do some reading, do some research. I know it's not a common problem, but it's probably more common than you might think.
Right.
You know, and it's important to know what to do.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Definitely.
So that is Love Has Won and Amy Carlson. And be on the lookout for updates. I don't know. I mean, there's a gag order, like I've said three times.
Well, yeah. And then with the HBO documentary coming out eventually, whenever that happens too. And I'm sure that there will be news about that.
Yeah. Yeah. So watch out for that. And then we can also keep an eye on these seven people who got arrested and what happens to them. Hopefully.
Yeah.
They do some time or they are...
Something.
I hope they're offered counseling, too. I hope they're not just locked up.
Yeah, there needs to be some kind of, like, rehabilitation going on for all of these people because they were all at one time not part of this cult and something drew them in.
Yeah, exactly. And even with the guy that was found naked.
Yeah.
The hospital helped him. The hospital helped him physically, but they didn't do anything. They just let him go.
Yeah. And then what, he was just supposed to go out and live a normal life? No, that's not how it happens.
Right. No mental health services were offered. And luckily, he had a family who cared about him. Otherwise, you know, he would probably still be out there wandering looking for fucking sun signs or whatever. Light
codes,
signs.
Codes of the sun.
Yeah. And it's just so sad. Not everyone's that lucky. So that's why I hope that they step up with the people that they have in custody.
Yeah.
They're going to keep doing this shit.
Yeah.
If they're not helped mentally.
Right.
So... That's my hot take. Take it or leave it.
Take it or leave it.
Which do you choose?
So yeah, we'll try and keep you guys updated if we hear anything.
Yeah.
But that's that.
All right, Tori, what are you reading, watching, and listening to?
Let's see. Did I ever talk about Sex Life?
So I binge watched it, Sex Life,
mm-hmm.
on Netflix. And I have a lot of thoughts in my head about it.
Can you give me a few thoughts?
Are, I get it. The storyline. So I heard from some of my author friends that it was basically like B.B. Easton's, who wrote the book, 44 chapters about four men.
Mm-hmm.
They took like a particle of that and bought those rights and then spun it into this entirely different thing.
I feel like they always fucking do that.
They ruin it.
The book is always better.
Always better.
Heard it here first.
Name one time a movie was better. Do it. It's just very triggering for a lot of different reasons, for a lot of different people based on a lot of different scenarios. For me, I was very fucking annoyed that she kept acting like she was going to, if you don't know anything about it, Google it real quick.
I didn't watch this. I only watched the big penis part.
Okay. Big penis, wasn't it?
That was a giant
daddy penis. I mean,
like a summer sausage.
In length and in girth. And it was just, whoa. I will. Oh, that was a lot to take in. Literally.
Mm-hmm. We're 12. Yeah, no, I haven't watched it.
Okay, so it's basically a woman who had this like crazy, insane, wild life, like in the city, partying in New York City. Like
fucking
out, yeah, fucking
sucking and fucking
all over the city, and then she meets this other guy and she has this like bad boyfriend, and he keeps fucking her over and breaking her heart, and then they break up after a traumatic event, and she meets this other guy, and he's this complete opposite, and he like buys her a home like in the suburbs somewhere, and they have two kids, and she wakes up one day. And she realizes, like, she...
misses the...
Yeah.
Her like, old life a little bit.
Yeah. And, like, her husband isn't having sex with her. And she's just wanting the old life. And she wants to be, like, rebellious. And basically, like, a midlife crisis. Mm-hmm. And So she starts writing about him in her laptop journal. Her husband sees it. He gets excited about it. And then ultimately he gets mad about it. And it just, it's like he keeps, she keeps like pretending like she's going to just be happy with her husband. But then she keeps going back to the other guy, like physically too. Like she goes to see him. Like
they're, oh, see, I assumed that it was all like fantasy.
Nope. Nope. Memories. It started off as fantasies and memories.
Okay.
But she ends up seeing him in the flesh too. So much fucking back and forth.
Does she cheat on my blonde beauty, Mike Vogel?
No spoilers.
Okay.
No spoilers.
I'm not going to watch it, I don't think.
You can just
I'm not into it.
Back and forth and like a lot of very dumb decisions. Mm-hmm. And I can handle a dumb decision or two. Look who I am. But at the end of the day, like, you can only make so many before I'm going to be fucking irritated.
It just gets annoying after a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
you know what show is like that for me?
What?
And I only watched a few episodes and people are going to be like, you have to go further to get the real show. Game get of the Thrones. Real feel for it. Schitt's Creek.
Oh, I found I it never, so I annoying. Never watched it.
I'm going to get like brutalized online for this probably.
Isn't it supposed to be like a comedy?
It's a comedy. And I think it wasn't even like subpar comedy for me. It was like it made me anxious as hell.
Yeah, just a lot going on.
There's a lot going on. A lot of yelling. A lot like
over
stupid decisions. Like why, you know.
Like, you would never do that.
I get it. I get the shtick. Okay, I understand.
You get the shtick of the shit.
I get the shtick of the Schitt's Creek. It's just not for me, okay?
No, and Sex Life wasn't for me. I watched it till the very end.
Yeah, see, you stuck it out.
And I will probably watch a season two. Okay, if any of you are still listening.
Is anybody out there? Hello?
I forgot we were recording for a minute.
Hit us with your recommendations.
Yeah,
we like documentaries. I like documentaries. Yeah. But I would rather have something that I can, like, binge, like, watch it for a while.
Yeah, I don't like one-nighters. I like to I like to be in it for the long haul.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell us your recommendations on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or wherever. Mm-hmm. We'll tell you the links in a minute.
I'm still reading the same book.
Hold on.
Yes?
You didn't let me finish.
I thought that was the end period.
It probably was. I have been doing some proofreading for my friend for her editing business. I haven't really read anything like on my own that I've just picked up. And I haven't listened to any podcasts, but I need to catch up on my Unraveled with Billy and Alexis.
Yeah, because last week you said you listened to it religiously.
Faithfully.
What I'm was forever yours.
Faithfully. But what about you? What are you reading, watching, and listening to? It's finally your time to shine.
It's my turn. I'm still reading A Familiar Sight, that book. I'm still going. I haven't stopped.
Okay, is it good?
Yes. It's very good. It's murder mystery. That's the one who she is a sociopath who helps the police solve murders. And there's like maybe a child murderer that they're working on, like
wow.
figuring out. No spoilers for that one either. But I think I said this last week, but I think if you enjoy true crime, you would like it.
I do have it downloaded. I just haven't been able to start it.
It's long. It's a long one. That's why it's taking me a while.
It's a long boy.
The long boy. And then I listened to the Swindled episode called The Ghostwriter, which is about Anthony Godby Johnson. Holy shit.
I don't think I know that.
Holy shit. I didn't either. It's about this 15-year-old boy. Well, like, he wrote this book when he was, I think, around 15 about having AIDS and, like, how he was abused and sexually abused growing up and the whole thing. And how he might not have even existed. So.
Wow.
Because he would, like, talk on the phone. Like, that's how he got a book deal, through contacts that he would talk to on the phone. He kind of became, like, a celebrity, but nobody had ever met him.
Wow. There was another type of, like, autobiographical type of thing that it came out later on that it was not true.
And that sucks.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah, because people really do have to go through that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're
making it up just to make money.
And profiting on it.
Yeah. I also finally, after our trip to Delphi, listened to the Down the Hill podcast, the whole entire thing. I had never listened to it before, and I don't want to say I didn't gain anything from it, but it was stuff that I knew, but I still wanted to go through and listen to it.
Like piece by piece. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we're going to be having a special up on Patreon soon about our trip to Delphi.
Yes.
We don't have an exact date, but we do have it recorded, so keep an eye out for that.
Yeah.
And I'm still just watching my TikTok faves.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I don't even watch the people that I follow. I just go on the For You page and just scroll.
The hashtag FYP.
Yes.
Okay, Katie, I think that they've heard enough of our bullshit for one day, so can you tell them where to find us?
I sure can, Sugar Plum.
Are we on a talk show? I mean, what is it? A game show?
Yes. Oh, Rodney Alcala died. I know you guys don't know about that by now, but that just made me think of him.
Yep.
Fuck him.
He's gone.
Fuck off.
You are to the weakest link
of hell.
Goodbye.
Anyway, you can send us an email at cruelandunusualthepod@gmail.com. Look at our Instagram at cruelandunusualthepod.
I tweet. She tweets. At cruelandunusualpod.
Speaking of a tiki-taki.
Also, we do have a tiki-taki that we sometimes post on. It is at cruel_and_unusual_thepod. Wow.
We might need to revise that. Can we fix that?
That was terrible. I don't know. I'll check it right now.
Go to cruelincmedia.com for merch, Patreon stuff, Patreon link, Patreon wall. Join us on Patreon for extra content. And join our Facebook group. That is cruelandunusual:the group. Everyone is welcome. Unless you're trying to get us into a cult.
Yes.
Then you're not welcome.
No, you're not. Guys, I just changed our TikTok username.
Okay.
Want to be the first to know.
What is it now?
It is at cruelandunusualthepod.
See?
No underscores.
Simple.
I wonder why I had to make it so hard. And with that, good night and
good luck.
We've never done this before.
What are we doing?
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.